Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Camden County is taking a new approach in the war on opioids. Officials are looking into the use of test strips for fentanyl. A story from KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden.
Freeholders are spending about $4,500 for a 3 to 6 month study involving homeless drug users. Volunteers will be issued the strips as part of a Protect a Life kit that'll include a dose of Narcan and a list of treatment options. The idea here, according to Freeholder Director Luke Capelli, is to get drug users to at least test what they're about to take and think twice if fentanyl shows up.
Fentanyl has found its way into heroin, cocaine, methamphetamine. It is present in an alarming rate.
Participants in the study will have a follow-up check 2 to 4 weeks after getting the materials to see if they've been used, and if so, how they've worked. At least 500 kits will be handed out, and if this plan proves effective, the county could adopt it as another tool to get addicts into treatment. In South Jersey, David Madden, KYW News Radio.